Fool, What's Up Fool podcast. Welcome to the What's Up Fool podcast. Everybody who's listening right now, who's on YouTube, Sabrina, El Capitan, Mario from Atlanta, Jesus, Juan de Jesus, Francisco, you're out there, man. What's up, fool? And if we think of more of you guys, we're going to stop in 30 minutes to answer some of you guys' questions who are going listening to us live. Also, man, if you're listening right now, man, we only have one ad this week, and it's sponsored by you guys, man. And thank you very much. We have 1,900 reviews on our What's Up Fool podcast on iTunes.
Wow, that's good.
I don't check it that much, but when I do, I go check, and there are like 1,900 of them. Damn, and nice. Some of them are from the beginning, you know, like, hey, man, it's too loud, or the sound, it was too low, lower the laughs. But for the most part, it's been good, man. A lot of people have been listening to us since episode one. Some people find out about us immediately, and they go through all the episodes.
They just binge them, huh? Fuck yeah.
Oh, man, I'm trying to catch up.
Yeah, I need to see what's going on.
Some people have their favorites, too.
Oh, dude, yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, what's it called? It's just like a TV show, you know? Like, oh, this is my favorite episode right here.
Yeah,
like,
you start binge-watching it.
Yeah, I can listen to this episode over and over, you know? That's probably what people say, you know? Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. You ever, like, wake up, like, I don't know, like, sometimes you wake up, you feel okay, you know? You feel okay. But sometimes you feel good, huh?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah. Yesterday, man, I woke up. I had my little black coffee. Packed a fat-ass bowl of some free bud. Couldn't complain. It was free.
You can't, bro.
I will complain. It was free. But once I get the good stuff, you know, I'm about to give that away, bro.
Tell the difference.
That's just
give it to my dog.
Hold you over, you know?
Yeah, man.
Me like, hold you over, weed.
Like, sometimes you're embarrassed, man. Why is this holding me over here in Los Angeles? I live here. This is the mecca of the best of the best. I don't care what anybody says. It comes here from here first. Even when I was in Colorado, they tell you, man, this is the Cali shit.
Oh, man.
But you know what? That's the rule. Whenever you're somewhere away from California and they tell you it's that Cali shit, it's just shit.
Like tacos, too. Same thing, yeah. You know?
Yes. There you go.
Yeah.
Preach, bro. We got our guest here.
Yeah, man.
What's up, guys?
Nelson. I don't know if you go by Nelson or Chavez. Chavez.
I go by Nelson. I go by Chavez. I go by El Gordito Sepsi. I go by everything.
Sepsi.
Oh, also, man, before I'm going to introduce him, how I got to know him. Chavez, Nelson Echeverria, or Nelson Chavez. He's a stand-up comedian. He's a Salvadorian stand-up comedian.
Oh, yeah?
But
international.
What was cool about him is that he does his stand-up in Spanish in France. And he does it in French.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
And I got to know him through his memes. Because this fool do a meme every day, bro. Like, you know, a meme or a voiceover on Instagram.
Instagram?
Yeah, yeah.
And we were about to do one, right?
Yeah.
Well, how long are you in town for?
Well, I go back to France next month. But I should be coming back relatively shortly to finish off the year here.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. You met what's his name? The other Salvadorian, right?
Jose
Villaseñor?
That plays El Tio.
I would mess him up, bro. What's his name?
The fool with the curly hair.
Jose Villa.
Oh, yeah.
That's my boy, man. Jose. Shout out Jose, man. Jose.
That's amazing.
Because I have him on my phone as Jose. So I'm like, Siri, yeah, call Jose. And it calls my tio Jose instead of that fool.
That's our Rudy Moreno's son. We know
if you look at him, they look exactly,
look exactly the same, bro.
I swear, bro.
Check that out. The real Rudy got slapped a couple of times. We know Jose or Luis?
Jose.
I always mess up with him.
Jose
V, bro.
Time. 15 years.
And Luis Villaseñor.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because
the name.
Or Banuelos.
It's a V. It's a V. The V, yeah. The V.
So Jose V, we used to do his pupusa show like 10 years ago,
they're
man.
Coming, yeah, yeah. They're coming back.
They're coming back, yeah.
Yeah, he just did one Pico Rivera Brujeria. It's a brewery, I guess, and it was a part of his pupusas and beer tour.
Yeah, dude, that's cool, man. Coming back.
Yeah, so I'm trying to help him out with that as much as I can.
He's been reviewing a lot of Salvadoran restaurants, but not But he's going deep, bro. Like
New York, right?
Finding the ones that are hidden. Yeah. Bars.
Upstate, dude.
Upstate New York.
He went to a Reconcito all the way in upstate New York.
You been to that one?
No, I haven't been to that one. Like, when I just came back from France, my mom lives in Jersey. So I was in Jersey, and those was hitting me up. And I'm like, this is like 2.5 hours, bro. I don't think I can make that, bro. But yeah, this one just went like not too long ago, Jose.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, so I met him through Instagram.
Are you from LA?
Yeah, I'm from South Central, man. Born and raised.
Oh, shit, dude.
Yeah, I went to Crenshaw High School, and then I went to Fairfax.
Whoa.
That's crazy, dude.
I used to go to Fairfax, but for the swap meet.
Hey, that's a badass.
On Sundays, bro?
Yeah, dude. It got gentrified, though.
After a while, bro, every swap meet that starts off like a swap meet, it always starts off with your dad out there selling stolen tools, you know? Or somebody studying old tools.
Old cintos, you know?
When I used to go, they used to be
belts.
They used to be, they used to be whatever, like really old stuff where you could say, you know, like in Hawaii, a lot of old stuff.
Yeah.
But then, man, people started bringing in new shit, bro.
Oh, fucking
like my sister said, llegaron los paises con el yonke. My sister was happy they were going to have a farmer's market in Boyle Heights.
Uh-huh.
And it started off good. But then real farmer's market people started showing up. And it was too expensive for everybody, so they stopped coming.
Artisanal fucking muffins.
They stopped coming, bro.
Yeah. Wild mushrooms,
$5 apples and shit.
The farmer's market and Boyle Heights ended just being a carnival with no rides.
Really?
Ooh, compared to everybody was selling carnival food, bro.
They're selling Easter
baskets. Oh my God, I'll tell you right now, man. My wife ordered crema con fresas.
Crema con fresas, qué rico eso, loco.
Plátanos con
plátano
crema.
Con crema.
Plátano con crema, right?
Oof.
So guess what she got? A raw banana with Cool Whip.
No seas, mamo.
Damn, straight pulling jack moves.
It's like ordering a pupusa and they give you a tortilla with frijoles on top. And there you go. Esta tu pupusa.
Don't make fun of that frijol taco, bro.
Hey, that's looking bomb, dude.
Baby soap.
But I know what you mean.
Yeah.
7-Eleven. 7-Eleven in D.C. And we were asked, we're selling pupusas.
What? Are you serious?
I tripped
because of all the salvies there.
Yeah, it was like, okay, can I have a hot dog? Oh, she got pupusa now?
Yeah, dude. I tripped
Are they on the rack, like with the rollers?
Let me tell you, bro. And they were just, and there were some that were good, but there was one that had been there forever and it was like crusty, like a hot dog.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Petrified.
I tripped out how many salvadorans were in Washington, D.C., dude.
That little town we went to, remember?
And it's crazy how, like, like there's like a Salvadoran restaurant right next to the White House. So, like,
damn.
Yeah, dude.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah,
man. I'm yet to be out there because there's a lot of Salvadorian artists that get shared in like the same like art pages that I do, and all those foods over there. They call that area, I guess, the DMV. I guess the Virginia, DC,
Maryland, Virginia.
Well, we're right in Virginia. That whole neighborhood, they call it a Salvadorian neighborhood, and everywhere we went in a neighborhood, like there was a haircut place, and it had the same name. I just can't remember the name.
Falls Church.
Falls Church. Closer.
Oh okay. Yeah.
Not Falls Church, but the last time we were there with, we went there with,
that's in Alexandria.
Alexandria,
Virginia. There's right on the cusp, right on the edge. There's a little.
Yeah, it's a little Salvadorian neighborhood in Alexandria, and the whole neighborhood is called that name now, but it's not even that name.
El Pulgarcito, that's what they always. Like, if you go on Vermont, there's like 12 restaurants called El Pulgarcito.
Salvadorian neighborhood in Alexandria, Virginia. It was called, they call it from Alexandria to Chirilagua.
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 They call it Chirilagua, bro. The whole neighborhood is called Chirilagua.
A saber que era eso.
Yeah, man. And then el Chirilagua, bro, was the name of that barber. And then when I was on stage, you know, when you as a comedian, you know, you pick up little things from the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And you throw it out there for a quick applause break. And when I threw it out there, bro, they went nuts, bro.
Damn, dude.
They went nuts.
They felt represented.
What did they say? Shout out to Chirilagua.
Shout out to Chirilagua.
Chirilagua. That's cool, man.
But yeah, man, sometimes you wake up feeling good, man.
Hell yeah.
And like, sometimes you wake up like shit. But I've been feeling good lately, man.
Good, bro.
Happy.
Pilates or what?
I went to Ali Zoo today.
Oh, really?
I took my grandson to the Ali Zoo.
How was it?
Fuck yeah.
Bomb, bro. It was overcast. It looked like it was going to rain. It was like 78 and 10% chance of rain. Cloudy. Not that many people there. All the kids were at school, so there were no field trips.
Oh that's nice, good, man. Bro.
Thank you, Jesus, for that.
what animals are there? I haven't been in a long time. Are they new animals? Or
Some exhibits were closed at the petting zoo. Done. It was closed.
Oh, you can't. Oh,
no more goats or whatever sheep that were there.
Yeah.
Silverback exhibit's awesome right there. Is it open?
Yes, it's open. I saw a big ass gorilla fool. I saw the chimpanzee exhibit, which is the biggest one, and I got there just in time, bro, because there were like some chimpanzees just chilling, like being chimpanzees. But then the bigger chimpanzee showed up, the leader, bro, like the fool with gray hair. They showed up screaming, bro, and pushing people off the mountain, bro. Like, you know, I guess they play that game, you know, leader of the hill.
Yeah.
So they started pushing little chimpanzees out the way, dog, and they were all screaming, but it was because those fools know time, you know. They know time. They know, like, they have a routine. It was lunchtime. Snack time. So they were throwing oranges, dude, inside a cage, and they were catching them, bro. And they were, like, speaking to them, like, right here, motherfucker. And they would peel a corn husk and bite it. They were fucking up oranges, corn husks, and bananas.
That's cool. It, you know, like, how, like, every time you watch the news or, like, on the internet, people fall. Is it easy to fall in, or is it
easy to fall in, bro?
Or you have to try.
It's easy to fall in. Really? You can be a dumbass, you can fall in right away. Like, the giraffes, you could go in there.
Yo, put us in the void, wait.
And land on one. Gorilla, too. Dude, if you want to be an asshole and get close to the gorillas, how hard was it? Easy, right? If you want to be that guy, you can't be that guy, dude.
Damn, dude.
But if you want to be brave, you want to be really brave, jump in there when they're throwing the oranges, man. They would all start, they would just attack your ass, like, who is this fool right here?
Yeah, trying to take my vitamin C, bro.
Saw the flamingos, bro. There was two types of flamingos.
That's dope, bro. Flamingos.
They're all pink, bro. Then the other one was prettier. One was pink, which is your standard flamingo, right? But the other one was like the flamingo you buy and you put outside your garden.
Yeah.
That color, because their feet were pink, bro. And their mouth was black as hell.
Yeah.
And they were really, really pink. But the other one were kind of white with little spots. But they were like the regular flamingos you see like in Miami Florida? Vice. Yeah.
Where are the other ones from?
I don't know, man, but they were separated, dude.
Oh, the condom flamingos.
And as soon as they were like, one got close, they did the little thing, bro.
Like the trying to fight each other?
Full feathers were flying everywhere.
Fuck, dude.
Hey, right there, did you see lions? Because they're right next to the giraffes, you know,
we did not see the lions. They were close.
The first time I seen, heard a lion roar right there, I was like, damn, these fools are loud, dog.
Hey, dude, they mean busy when they rock growl, huh?
Dude, it was horny, crazy. Dude.
You can't repeat it with a,
dude, it was like, and he was far away, so like, they amplified the shit, was there, bro. Like loud, like rumbling, like a speaker, dog.
I just saw something on Instagram.
Like a wedge and shit.
It was somewhere in Europe, and it was like a lion just walking through the streets. The freaking lion was almost bigger than the cars, man.
Damn.
Crazy. They weigh like 400 pounds.
Shit, me big too. Ass paws, dog.
Dude, yeah, for real. They'll fucking take you out, dude.
Yeah, man.
I saw a lot of older men there, bro. I guess it's a good place to take a side chick for lunch, huh?
Yeah, I forget about the LA Zoo.
Tony Soprano style and shit.
Last days on earth, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I forget about the LA Zoo, so I guess that is a perfect place.
When the last time you went there?
Bro, I was in high school. I remember like everybody was smoking inside the cages where all the birds are at.
Yeah. You have to wear a mask inside that little pits where the snakes are at in every indoor place.
Really?
That sucks, dude.
I remember the LA Zoo was the first zoo to have a king cobra snake in the 90s, in the early 90s.
When I was a little kid, LA Zoo was one of the first zoos to have a gorilla born there. Little Caesar.
Yeah, that was it. Was it a like gorilla or was it a chimpanzee?
Gorilla. Or chimpanzee, I don't know.
Yeah, because, hey, didn't Big Dog used to work there and they used to
dog,
like, bully him. It was like an international thing that the chimp was born there in LA Zoo. It was like for captivity, some big old
little
milestone.
Caesar, bro. They were selling t-shirts. Yeah. They promoted it well, they marketed it well to sell the souvenirs.
I remember, dude, that had to be the early 90s from like 90 to 30, 90
to 30. We're still in France, but they got zoos or what?
Well, honestly, dog. Even here, I never went to the zoo.
About the mimes out there? Are they for reals or?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I know that. Okay, the LA Zoo is like probably will be the last place you're gonna see an elephant, right? A natural zoo, unless you go to Florida, you go to a place where Adam Murray's cousins, you know, they run their wildlife. But like, there's no more animals. There's no more Barnum and Bailey Circus. The circus doesn't have animals. That's it.
They went out of business because the whole animal stuff.
PETA,
really?
Bro.
Yeah.
The only one that hasn't been out of business is SeaWorld.
Yeah.
No, they're still housing the...
Also, the...
Circo Vargas, eh?
Vargas. That elephant has arrows in its back.
Yeah, bro. I swear, skinny, bro.
They don't use whips. They use cintos, you know?
They got cartel fools right there, no?
For real, man. Yeah. They got elephants and shit cutting up coke.
Yeah.
They're stepping on that shit.
I don't know if you guys remember. It was like in the mid-90s, right before the 2000s hit. They had it on Primer Impacto, the way that they used to treat the animals at like Circus Vargas. Like,
fuck, dude. Horrible, right?
Spice would be like hitting them with like 2x4s and shit.
I know, man. Horrible.
With nails on
remember
them.
That shit?
Yeah, I remember that shit.
I was like, what the fuck, bro?
They got to learn how to walk somehow.
Spices are mean. Huh?
Yeah, what was that Robert Schimmel joke? When he went uh-huh. He took his daughter to a zoo. You know, the last time he went to a zoo, he asked, my daughter asked me, how did they get the bear to ride that bicycle?
They beat the shit out of him and nailed his feet to the pedal.
So they nailed his feet to the pedal and beat the shit out of him until he gets it.
And then he said, and then then they sell fish fillets at the restaurant. What are these, the acts that fuck up? Yeah, bro. That's funny. I forgot about that dog.
But what they really do is how they teach the elephant to do something is they line them all up and then they bring a new one, bro. Uh-huh. And then a new one has to do what they do. So they start not giving the ones that know everything food, bro. So they keep giving it to the other one, bro. Every time he messes up. So that they're psychologically getting ready to fuck that fool up to get it right.
Shit, that was
so every time they need those elephants to punk the new one,
yeah,
to get shit straight.
That's like get prison the program shit. Right.
Yeah, dude. Like the Marines, bro.
Shit. That's like prison shit, Marines, communism, all that shit. Full rolled into one. Dog.
Football team, but they starve
yeah,
them, bro.
Dog.
And also Shamus, bro. The
dude.
The dolphins. That's how they train them, bro.
Ain't those fools all sad right there with the fin all falling to the side because they're like in captivity.
So there's no happy fucking.
I never seen the smile at SeaWorld,
bro. The only
that's crazy.
The only kids, the cartoon eh? Flipper swimming back and flipping everybody up.
Yeah, flip.
Yeah, what's called Free Willy? That was a Mexican whale, right? Kiko, Kaiko.
I don't know. I never watched it.
No, you never watched Free Willy.
You guys see that new Netflix racist show on the cartoon about Cuba?
No,
the trailer trash show.
Oh my god, horrible, bro. What happened? The little Cuban guy got to be a monkey, bro.
Really? What's it called?
It's called Vivo.
No, let's check it out, though.
Yeah. I don't know, bro. I when I was watching it with my grandson, I kind of looked up. Are there any monkeys in Cuba? There's none, bro.
On an island. But I mean, the only thing, because they always show like a monkey with a coconut or a banana. That's bullshit. They're in the Saharas.
Yeah, they don't talk about Scarface, bro. Al Pacino, when he played Tony Montana, he was called a monkey by the guy from fucking Bolivia, bro.
What they thought of Cubans?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I didn't know that. So the cartoon is bad.
Cartoon. It's animated.
It's animated. He's a little monkey, bro, and he misses his little dude.
What's this shit called?
Vivo or
Vivo? I've seen it on the.
I'll watch it, dude.
Well, you know me, but I find racism everywhere, bro.
Extracted.
They're talking about the new cartoon on HBO Max called The Prince, where they make fun of the whole fucking the royal family.
It was alright.
I saw it, bro. You know what? I started watching it, and then I don't like when they have little kids talking, little cartoon kids talking, bro.
But the thing about that kid's based on a real
on the person. Real on the real damn
on the real who
it didn't
the
grab
real
me.
The real kid, you know
what kid
Prince Edward
the, Prince Edward yeah from the royal family
order. But the dad is there, right? Prince Charles.
Everybody's yeah.
Is it good?
It's just it's funny, but it's just crazy how they make those are real people they make fun of, and it's an American show, you know, like
the American perspective.
Yeah.
One thing I watch is that other show, The Reservation Dogs. I watched the 3 episodes.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
that shit show? Is hard, no, bro.
I gotta catch up on my TV. Goddamn,
you're slipping, dog.
I know.
You look like that guy, bro, that knocked out 30 people in a bar.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And they show my old dog at the end, fool.
Hey, he's got the wig.
Yeah.
Hey, bro. So if you guys are watching, anybody listening right now, you're looking for a new show to watch, there's a couple of new shows to watch. But right now, we are all watching Reservation Dogs on Hulu. And it's executive produced by
Taika Waititi.
Taika Waititi, man. It's about the reservation kids who live in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and they live in a reservation and they're trying to raise money to get to Hollywood for reasons we don't know. And also, if you're a fan of Fargo, Hansy. Fargo season 2.
Dude, that's a badass show, dog. What's up with those twins, dog?
Oh, yeah.
Fargo, dog. As soon as I saw two cockroaches, bro, I die, bro.
You know who they remind me of?
Super League, right?
Yeah, but they also remind me of miniature versions of the Lonely Boys, dog.
I've seen people like that all the time, man. Bro,
they're right there, fool. Perfect. Off of Glendale Boulevard, dog.
In the show,
perfect as
fuck. In the show, there's these kids, right? They're not even in a gang, but somehow they do something and everybody thinks they're in a gang now. And they call them the Rez Dogs. But there's these two Native Americans who are like little people almost.
Cheerleader dogs.
And they're twins. And they're like, they're like pretty much narrating a show in a way, because they like tell them what's going on. But they said, yeah, man, the other gang is trying to look for you guys, man. It's time. We're the Rez Dogs, man. So we don't know who we're going to join right now. We're going to let it play it out, eh?
But they told those other fools about them, so that's why they beat them up. And they're like, we're going to be the thieves.
I bet those two dudes are instigating everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dog. But they're cool, dog. Hey, fool. How about the warrior that shows up in his dreams but gets knocked out, fool?
Yeah, that's funny, dude.
There's a warrior on the show, and
some warrior. What's his name?
He's like
he's honest, bro. Because I'm pretty sure during when they said, let's go back to American Revolution, bro. When the Redcoats were coming,
Custard, fool,
and everybody was fighting, bro. Somebody always passes out, huh?
Yeah, I would be that guy.
You wake up after the battle, huh? Alive.
Where the fool's at?
Survivor, dog.
How about when a fool got knocked out? He was peeing in the alley, bro.
Dude, that shit was killing me. How about when he swoops by him in the emergency room when he's over there just sitting on that little bed, dog?
How about when that little kid takes the old lady outside?
That's his grandma now, dog.
What's up, fool?
Goes to show how fucking old people get all lonely, though, dog.
Awesome, man. The new season of Nora from Queen starts today. Season two.
I haven't seen season one.
I watched them all.
I gotta tell you, I gotta catch up, man.
The first middle and a half were good.
Pandemic life, bro. We watched a lot of shows.
So this fool is in France half of the year or all the year?
Most of the year. Like right now, I'm trying to go back. What happens? I was teaching over there, bro. But aside from teaching, I had a lot of spare time on my hands, so that's why I started doing comedy.
Teaching English or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, English, Spanish, and French.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Damn.
It was cool. Crazy. I was teaching Spanish, man, at a retirement home in this town called Bonjour. And
you teach them wrong, how they're going to die anyway.
Saca las güeyes! Paisa Spanish. No, but they're cool, man. They're my favorite people, bro, because old people don't care. They asked me, like, how old are you, young man? I was like, I'm 25. They're like, you don't know shit. In French. Tu sais rien, hein?
That's crazy.
When did you learn French? In high school?
Yeah, I started learning French in high school, man. Crenshaw High School. Shout out Monsieur L'Espinasse and Madame Saint-Pasteur. And I learned it. I was like, maybe they should get me out of the hood one day. And
it did.
Yeah, it did. It did, man. It did.
So you learned in like 10th grade or 9th grade?
I started learning in 9th grade, but I didn't take it seriously. I was
this was like Lupin, huh?
I was a little cholito back in the day, man. I used to hang around with the wrong kids.
You're a gangster or what?
How would you say, where you from, fool, in France?
Devant tu, mon pote, on est là.
Whoa.
Mon pote was like my fool, my dude, my homie, what's up? Like, essay, like, mon pote. I don't know, when those fools try to act hard, like, because there's no Mexicans over there, fool. There's, like, the Arabs. And because I'm like, brown, they just thought I was Arab. So I'll go to my house and be like, hey, salam alaikum, Habib. You see? Like, just kind of go with the flow, man. But for the most part, it's chill, bro.
When you tell them you're from LA, they get excited, huh?
Yeah, man.
You want to know everything about blood in, blood out?
No, it's crazy. They're like, the question they get all the time, like, what are you doing here? It's crazy because, like, people over here want to go over there and people over there want to come over here. But yeah, people are like, oh, you know Nipsey Hussle? Like, people, yeah. Straight out of Compton. Wait.
Do they ask you a question, like, was it scary growing up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was. It was scary growing up. I've been jumped all that shit, dog.
That's what's funny. Up with that? Is it true there's not that many fat people in France?
I was the only fat dude in France, dog.
That's what
and
I
at
heard.
First I felt so self-conscious, bro. I was like, fuck, dude. I'm the only fat dude in France. Then I was like, shit, I'm the only fat dude in France. I'm unique.
We have a friend that tried to give somebody an extra large t-shirt over there after a show. They didn't want it.
Oh, bro.
They found it disrespectful.
Yeah. Like nobody wears bigger than medium or something?
Oh, my God, dude. I didn't buy clothes at all when I was over there. I couldn't find shit. I had to buy like three shirts and knit the motherfuckers together, dude, because the issues were happening, man. And
so there was no one as big as us over there?
This fool. This fool. But you know what's crazy, bro? Like, especially as well, it's what my experience at least with girls, they want something different. Everyone's fucking tall, skinny, handsome, Harry Potter looking motherfuckers and just good looking. And then my fat ass comes rolling through. They're like, oh shit.
You're ripping it up out there? On.
The guy's got rich. He eats.
He can feed all of us.
No, that's what they say in El Salvador. Like, este gordito tiene pisto. Pisto mis money over there.
That's crazy, dude.
That's cool. You know what I enjoy most, bro? The juxtaposition, man. Just the different ends of the spectrum. I know it's a big word. I had to Google that shit.
Do people just ride bikes out there, or
yeah, but you know what, bro? I've gained a lot of weight since I've been back in the States, man. Because I would just walk everywhere. Because everything's so gorgeous, dude. You don't mind going for walks out there, and it's freaking safe, man.
The Eiffel Tower.
I lived an hour north of the Eiffel Tower. I lived in a town called Roubaix. Shout out to Roubaix. On est là sous la zone. And supposedly it's like the bad part of town, but I enjoyed it. I never had any bad encounters, bro.
Like, how bad can it get out there? I just can't imagine it being crazy.
One time, fool, I was leaving the club, bro, and like some Arab dude was trying to steal one of my friend's phone.
Yeah.
And I smacked the shit out of that fool. And I took off running.
Gangsta.
Took off running. Damn,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, I slapped the shit out of that fool. I was like, because I know he's gonna try to come up to me next. I was like, I might as well take care of shit right now. And one time I was with my girlfriend at the time, Jalin, shout out to Jalin. And we were lost because we were not from Paris. We were in our north in Lille, in Roubaix. And we were looking for the freaking train station, and some fool kept lurking behind us. And that fool was walking and walking and walking. And we cleared the building, and that fool came across and tried to snatch it. I was like, que pinga, maricón. He didn't understand what the fuck I said. But in my head, he did. And then he left.
That scared
him. Yeah, but it wasn't enough to scare the shit out of him, though. So those are probably like the only two encounters I had over
there.
That's
it?
Yeah.
Mild.
Yeah.
What about the Mexican food out there?
Why would you eat Mexican?
Because there's really no Mexicans over there. So except like
you, dog.
Yeah, me and some other homies that are actually from like Latin America. But the Algerians, they have their own spin on tacos, and it's like a big ass tortilla, and they put French fries, cheese sauce, and chicken. Damn. It's really good, bro.
That's like but a garbage burrito, dog.
Yeah, pretty much.
What else is inside?
Yeah,
like cheese and fries.
Get us horny, bro.
Yeah, cheese, fries, chicken. And like some
shawarma type chicken or what?
Yeah, shawarma type chicken. You know what? That's the closest Mexican food I had. Like, they had a shawarma. It looks like the freaking
al pastor.
Y lo rajan with like some little fucking looks like hair clippers.
I'm sure that's where the influence comes from.
Yeah, bro. And they make over their burritos called the galette. And it's just the same ingredients, bro. It's good as fuck. Besides, like, the refried beans and shit.
My cousin, she lives in Germany in Dusseldorf. And every time she comes down here,
kid Dusseldorf.
She fucking, dude, she's. Yeah. Stocks up shit to take.
I have a friend in Berlin. Yeah, she stocks up shit like that. Dusseldorf is beautiful, man.
Never been there.
I'm learning German right now because that's probably be my next stop.
And what up with the French food, dog? Is it bomb?
French food is cool. At first, I was over there with a program called Au Pair. So that's probably the least paying job I ever had in my life. I was getting paid like 330 euros a month.
Damn.
Which isn't shit, bro. It's like 400 bucks a month. But all my expenses were paid. I had no rent. I had no car insurance. I had no car payment. I didn't have none of that shit. And they paid for all my food, and I eat, bro. And and they paid my rent and all that shit. So that was really just pocket money, bro. It really didn't get bad until like I met someone. I started dating a girl over there, and then I wanted to go out more and more, and then that just was what it was. Just wasn't enough. But I'm a mechanic. I worked for Firestone. I worked for all of them chains as a technician. Then I was in management before I left to go teach over there. So I'd work at car washes, bro, just to get paid cash. There's not an audit, right?
No, come on.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, and I changed brakes in like little small garages and stuff like that, fool. Like, we're like the Arab shops. And I just had to hustle out there, man. Just
really?
Try to make it work, yeah, bro. That's why for the most part I'm here right now, because right now I don't have a job over there. But I still have all my stuff over there. I still have a lot of friends over there.
That's fucking cool, dude.
Fucking yeah. Sounds exciting, though.
Hey, man, take us with you, dude.
they say in French, le monde est notre quartier, which means the world is our playground, the world is our neighborhood, man. And I learned this shit. I worked my ass off to learn this shit, so I was like, I'm going to make this work no matter how.
Damn.
Fuck yeah, dude.
How many flavor croissants they got over there?
Dude, that was my shit, because over there, there's no Walmarts, fool. So if you want something, you have to go to like you want to get your shoes fixed, fool, you go to the shoe place.
El Zapatero shit.
Exactly,
fool. El Zapatero!
To get a pan, you have to go to the boulangerie.
How good are that bread, though?
Oh my God, flesh is fire, bro. Pan de chocolat.
I saw it one time, bro. The French Connection. This fool kills this guy, and when he kills him, he grabs that fresh bread, he just bites it and takes it, eh?
Does it compare to over here?
No, the
water's different, that's why, huh?
Yeah, everything's different. The Coca-Cola is different, the mayonnaise is different, the fucking vanilla ice cream is different. Everything's different, bro. Over there, the orange Fanta food, it looks like orange juice just with gas and like that has pulp and shit. I was like, what the
really, fuck? Dog?
Yeah, dude. Dog. It's just crazy, fool.
What are we doing here?
We got here.
I don't know. We're listening.
They give us syrup with fucking syrup with colors. Eh? Over here, they're arguing about masks.
With fucking hormones. Right?
How about over there?
Shit.
People are like, are people like anti-maskers and anti-vaccinated like they do over here?
Just like here. Everyone, really? Everyone kind of try to oppose what the government says.
I'm anti-extra large. Eh?
Yeah, man. It was weird. When I came back, it was probably like 8-9 months ago. People, it was really bad, dude. There's military personnel in the streets. I lived on the French-Belgian border, and they had shut that shit down. There's military personnel. You can go outside for like an hour of exercise a day.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like prison.
Yeah. You had to have an attestation to kind of like a fucking...
Attestation.
To testify where you're going. If you're outside, like, hey, where the fuck are you going? You got to be in your house.
Go to the restroom, sir.
So you were living in France during the shutdown?
Yeah, man.
What was the shutdown like? No, like there was curfew or no, you couldn't go outside?
Yeah. There was curfew.
Just go to your job and come back or no going out at all?
If you had to go to your job, a lot of people like here they started working from home. But if you had to go to your job, you had to have like written a testification where you're going and stuff like that.
It's funny how people in the United States think that we're the only like people. We're the only people doing that. Like, you know, like, when they get mad, like you know, fucking government's trying to fucking control us.
But we're pretty free out here, bro. Yeah.
But compared to you know like Italy or even New Zealand, bro.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
What prison calls in New Zealand?
France is a socialist country, right?
I don't know. I don't know shit about politics.
But do you have free insurance, free dental?
Yeah.
Socialist country.
I heard that the
far right.
I heard that the French invented the police. The police is a
democracy
French word. Yeah.
You know what's crazy, fool? Like what I noticed, maybe because I grew up here in the hood and all police here are buff as hell and shit. Over there, police officers are tiny. They're fat. Like,
I'm a police officer.
You're a lieutenant right here, bro.
Oh my, dude.
You're a commissioner over here.
You committed me to move over there, man.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
I'm like the fucking.
Let's go, dog.
Shit, dude.
Going
I'm
croissant.
Cool out there, bro.
Yeah, that's why I was like, fuck it. If everyone could be a public servant, I was going to try for the fire department over there. Les sapeurs pompiers.
Just the place burned down, eh? What's up with weed? Any weed out there or nothing or what?
The Arabs, well, they smoke. I don't smoke food, but like I had a lot of Arab friends, and then they kind of peer pressure you. So one time I tried hashish food. Oh my god, I slept for like 2 days.
You're the man.
You didn't
fool.
Ring any man. How did it look?
It looked like black tar. I was like, fuck.
Did it sizzle when you hit it?
I don't even remember.
Oh my god, dude.
The worst part of it, this was my barber.
You slept for 2 days?
Yeah,
said my barber.
Damn, it was my barber hooked me up with that shit.
Oh, they're to give you a break, dog.
We were going to the gym, bro. I got to the gym, I was like, what the fuck? I thought I was going to shit myself. I was like,
no more croissants.
Get the full opium.
Damn, dude.
It was crazy, bro. Over there, everyone rolls up their cigarettes. They buy like a pouch of fucking tobacco and they get the rolling paper. I was like, god damn, it was fucking like sparking a blunt and shit, but no, that's like their cigarette. They roll that shit up.
If I had a big bag of weed, I would, but not tobacco.
And drinking wine out there, right?
Yeah, the wine is fire.
They don't sell toothpaste over there, huh?
Yeah, they do. Well, what the one thing I noticed, like between here and there, the deodorants, fool, are not as strong over there as they were here.
So if you're on the bus,
I can smell it from here, dog.
But those are pheromones, right? It gets you horny.
Oh my god,
not me. No, that shit had an opposite effect on my ass. Who would give him some?
Sorry about RZA, bro. He read every book, but only one sentence from each.
The pheromones are supposed to be.
I remember,
for
like, I'd go dancing probably like twice.
The pheromones,
a week,
eh?
People said dancing.
Yeah, I'd go dancing often over there, fool, and like
you and Indiana Jones.
And everyone would be like, woo. I was like, fuck, which head of deodorant stick? Fucking get all your motherfuckers.
Oh, God, bro.
Get some Old Spice, bro. It'd be over, dog. This place smells good as fuck.
Let it drop.
Are there strip clubs out there?
I never.
They have armpits, bro. Armpit hair.
I don't know if I ever ventured out to a strip club.
Armpit hair is popular, right?
I didn't see that much. You know what's cool, bro? Like, over there, I had a host family. The family, his name was Buizin. And
Buizin,
they're super
shout
proper.
Out.
Shout out to beautiful people, man. And it was a mom and her three kids. And then the father lived in Singapore because they were separated. So because I was 25 when I went over, I look older. Everyone just assumed I was the new stepdad. Yeah. But no, there was never no hanky-panky. And like they always treated me with kindness and respect. Oh, they were so cool, man. And it was just crazy seeing how they were so proper and neat. And I really got the French experience. How kind they are and open to like different change and like different cultures. It was really dope, man.
That's very fucking cool, man.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm going next month. When I stay over there, I'm staying with them. And they became like my family. And I'll teach the kids how to dance cumbia and shit, make pupusas, all that shit.
Really, dude?
How to sweep. Yeah. I've had all of those cleaning, dog.
Give it up for the sweep.
I love classes. They're like, oh, mon Dieu.
They never had pupusas when you made them?
Yeah, I made pupusas over there, but I really don't know what the fuck I was doing.
Food got everybody all fat, huh?
Yeah, I did. I can make Mexican food really good. My mom used to cater when I was a kid. And then for Christmas, I got a little homesick, and so I called my mom. I'm like, Mom, can you teach me how to make, like, tamales over the phone? Oh. She's like, ahorita! Because she was busy as fuck, and, like, I recorded the conversation. That shit was funny, so.
And minds must have been blown right when they tried the tamales.
Everyone but the mom of the host family, because she's like super healthy, and she was like, oh, that's a lot of carbohydrates.
passed out, huh?
Once they tried my food, oh, dude, that's another side hustle that I had. I used to slang food to like the neighborhood people because they were like so interested in like, they're like, damn, this one has like bomb ass Mexican food, dog. I was slanging tacos, quesadillas, todo.
In France,
yeah. And to buy like Latino products, I had to go to the Arab stores because they eat like us. They eat like spicy food, yeah.
That's fucking cool, dude. That's bad, dude. Damn, killing out there with like selling Mexican food.
Yeah,
out there?
And like
the French connection over here.
Yeah, before I made videos, so like I had an iPhone 4 over there, bro. That's what I was making my videos, dog. Quality was terrible, but I didn't care. And I was like, you guys have to see this shit.
I saw one time Anthony Bourdain. He went to a place in France, and he drank some good ass tea, bro, with milk.
Good ass tea. Yeah. Oh,
so what's that's her morning beverage
for morning? They were like a morning tea they drink with milk, and well, not everybody has it with creamer, but he had it with creamer.
You know who
and sugar.
I saw that a lot in France with the Turks, the Turkish people. They had bomb ass tea. It's like sweet tea, and it's really good. Those are the foods that have like they're similar to Mexican food. Like they call them like kebab, the ones that look like al pastor and stuff. They'll accompany that with like
a yeah. Tea. I saw that Turkish guy. It was in Paris. That fool had a coffee shop, bro. And
bomb espresso.
They got the little coffee thing, and they just put it on top of this hot ass sand, bro. Yeah. And the sand cooked it.
Damn. Because they're known for that like kind of like really like fucking dark ass tea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also the espresso coffees.
So you were working at school over there?
I was working. I was working for a school. I was working for City Hall. I was working for a retirement home. I was working for the family, teaching the kids English at home and helping them with their English after tutoring them. But like, at a point, they became like my kids. So I'd pick them up from school too, bro. Take them to their swim practices and shit like that.
How long did it take for you to like get a visa and all that and get certified just to be there? Because I'm pretty sure no one could just go over there and stay there, right?
That was a pain in the butt. Well, you'd be surprised. Anyone that's an American that has a valid American passport can stay there up to 90 days.
Whoa.
But they can't work.
How about a Mexican passport?
That's a great question. I have a lot of Mexican friends. Well, not a lot of Mexican, but I have some Mexican friends that went from like Cuernavaca to France and they stayed there. So I can ask those people. This was just got back.
But how do people know how long you've been there for? Can't you just say like, ooh,
your passport, they stamp your passport.
Yeah, at the airport, dude.
Yeah, I see.
Customs, dude.
Yeah, so like I had a visa D. It was a D familial, so I can only stay in the realms of education. So like I wanted to be slick, and like with my language ability, I want to apply for like interpreting companies and stuff like that. Like that, I got
spy
rejected.
Over here.
Then I got desperate. I applied to like KFC France, and I got rejected. I was like, fuck.
I'm going to culinary.
What about McDonald's in France? How
I did a food review. That's where like I started doing food reviews, bro. Just to add more content to like my channel. And like that's like the first thing I did. Like, bienvenidos todos a Nelsito el Gordito. Acá estamos en un McDonald's en Francia. And I'll just show them just the difference, bro. Like you can get chicken wings and beer, bro, at what? McDonald's.
They have a Big Mac and all that shit.
No. Is that they have weird, like different shit. Like McFish Poulet. And like they have
the Royale with cheese.
I think that's Burger King. I never went to Burger King out there, but they have Subway too. But like they're just different items. Different
mayonnaise with fries.
They have potato wedges, bro.
Where?
In France, they have potato wedges and the French fries.
Poutine?
No,
that's Canadian. Poutine fries. Yeah. The fries with gravy and mayonnaise and meat.
Cheese custard, right?
Cheese custards.
Yeah. That sounds good, but that sounds like fuck. Probably an Alka-Seltzer after that shit, like.
Damn, that's better.
Montague.
So how long have you been back?
Probably like 9-10 months.
Oh, you've been back that long? Yeah. Okay.
I've been back for a minute, bro.
Hell yeah, dude.
But I've been bouncing around since I've been back. I was in Jersey with my mom for a bit. I was trying to get my ass back to France, but like that shit didn't pan out because the borders were still closed. Just recently opened for Americans. So I was in Minnesota with my brother, and then I was in Kentucky for a bit, and I'm here.
That's your goal to go back to France, though?
Yeah, I do. But also because I'm doing my comedy thing right now. Like right now I'm networking with new artists, with new people, bro. Right. So I'm having fun, bro. Look, I'm 27, fool. I have a wife, I have kids. And I've done a lot of things like on my bucket list that I wanted to do in my life, dog. So right now I'm just, if you want to make God laugh, bro, tell him your plans. So right now, bro, I'm just taking it as it comes, bro.
Rolling with it.
But I haven't been in LA in a minute. It's been probably easy 6 years, bro. It's 6-7 years. A lot of shit has changed. The hood's still the same. We got more Starbucks now, but that's about it.
Grip.
Yeah, dude. More taco stands for sure, yeah. Dude.
Mad food truck, huh?
Bro, I'm vegan now, bro. So
Me too.
Yeah, I know you are. And that's pretty cool.
I saw Donut King.
Oh, you did? Badass, how was it, bro? Right?
Good, bro.
It's cool, huh?
Fucking awesome.
Genius.
Huh?
Well, fuck, nice guy.
Yeah, dude.
He sponsored 100 families and they all have donuts.
Well, dude, that's what I'm saying. He actually helped bro, people out. He really gave back to the community.
Donut King.
Donut King is about this Cambodian man who came from Cambodia.
In the 70s.
Refugee.
He was pumping gas, bro. And he tasted a donut. Who would you get this at? Over there. And he went over there. And then a lady told him, if you go to Wincho, they'll train you how to cook donuts.
Mama.
Mama.
Bro.
Do you speak French?
No. I just speak Salvadorian. you guys want to hear this phone call?
Yeah, put it up.
All right, okay. Hello, Ma.
Hello.
Put it right there with the mic.
¿Cómo está, hijo?
Bien, Ma. Mire.
Estamos en la cárcel.
Estoy con unos amigos acá haciendo unos videos.
Oh, okay.
Mire, ya le mandé el dinero a Caifas para que le ponga las placas.
Oye, ¿le dijiste?
Sí.
¿Cuánto va a cobrar?
No me preocupe, yo me encargo.
Dios. Ok. Entonces él me lo va a traer.
Sí, ma.
Por favor, dile que me lo traiga lo más pronto posible porque...
Ma, la tengo en el speakerphone. Saluda a mis amigos.
Oh, hola.
Hey, ¿qué tal? Hola. ¿Cómo está, señora?
Hola.
Bien, bien, gracias.
Shout out to my mom and my little brothers, Paquito and Adolfo.
Adolfo.
Bueno, ma, la quiero mucho. Le hablo después, ¿ok? Ya que salga de aquí.
Okay. Okay, pues, bye.
Bye.
I ain't paying for nobody's placa, bro.
This fool over here sounding like a dignitary.
I know, bro. I'm telling you, bro. Once you pay something for a relative, they never stop coming, bro.
It's like my
the
mom.
The floodgates are open,
bro.
No, but I love my mom, bro. But she hates the fact that I leave so much and that I'm a fucking gypsy, dude. So like, she cusses. You guys speak Spanish?
Yeah.
Right, so she cusses me out in Spanish for every time I leave somewhere, bro. To France, fucking anywhere. She's like, esta vez si te vas, Nelson Antonio, andate la mierda y nunca regreses. And then she comes like 2 days later. She's like, mijo, no será que tenés unos centavitos que me prestes. Like, all right, the war's over.
I thought you were paying tags for a brother, eh?
No, I'm paying tags for my mom and her car.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine then.
Because she was working at Denny's before the pandemic, and then Denny's closed. So her and my dad and my stepdad lost their jobs. And then they've been working weird jobs just to get by. So I try to help them.
I know, man. What did our people do, bro? Once the hotel shut down, man.
Oh, fool.
Dude.
And valets.
Yeah, it's crazy. Waiters, waitresses.
They had to improvise, dude.
At the hotel I was staying at, the lady told me they only had 30 people per day out of all the room that they had. That place was huge. You saw how big
that
it was.
Enormous.
30, bro. And they got rid of everybody.
I don't think our hotel had all the rooms open either, dude.
No, our room was open. Everything was open where I was at, but okay. During the pandemic, they only had 30 rooms. I didn't nothing, huh?
Yeah, and there, I think part of ours was closed.
I know some hotels are housing homeless people.
That was back in the beginning.
Yeah,
What happened to the Keating Hotel, the hotel that we used to stay in San Diego.
Oh, really?
They started like letting homeless people stay there during the pandemic, and then when it was time to leave, they were hoarding, and they all turned on the water, bro, like assholes, and then the place got flooded.
What the fuck, bro?
That's why the Laugh Factory cannot use it right now to go for
So they really messed things up.
Yeah. I knew that was going to happen, sucks, bro. Dude. You let cheap people in.
Goes no respect, bro.
They became squatters.
Damn, dude.
The joke I tried to work, that never worked there.
How does it go?
I said that sometimes I see homeless people in shape. I mean, is there a CrossFit gym for homeless people? Where are they doing a lot of squats or squatting?
That's good. Funny. But you know where you see them work out? At the park.
Yeah.
Bro. They're on those little machines that they have,
bro,
right there.
Under the freeway, on Adams, well, Adams and Apple, there's some buff-ass bums.
Yeah, dude. That's six what I packs say. And shit, but those are heroin addicts,
that's
dog.
What I say.
They've been gone for a while, bro. They're called homeless now.
Yeah.
Not bums.
Yeah.
Really?
Next thing you're going to come back, yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, maybe fucking hobos.
Yeah. Mortgagely challenged, right?
Mortgagely challenged.
These damn vagabonds.
These degenerates.
Rentally challenged.
But those people... These homeless people have had a lot of names over the years, bro. They were called waste people first.
Yeah.
Degenerates. a sore to society.
Yeah. An eyesore.
Syphilis.
What do you? What do you call them in Spanish? Well, what do Mexicans call homeless people in Spanish?
Sin
vergüenza. I don't know.
And so some of them call them limosneros.
Limosneros.
That's a beggar, though.
That's a beggar.
Yeah. Anda de limosna.
Pinche
You know what? Cholos.
What are homeless?
Sin casa?
No.
My mom would say horrible stuff. A house was dirty, though. But it had nothing to do with homeless.
Oh, I know. I know what you
say. What would your mom say?
Animales salvajes.
Marranos or animales.
Casa de...
Ya se
deschongue de casa.
Ya se deschongue
de cama de
San
Antonio.
Casa de indios. She went to a lot of Indian people's house, bro.
Fuck.
I know.
Marranos.
That's so funny, yeah.
So the homeless people, mama says, huevones, bro, straight up. She just called them lazy, bro.
Pinche gente aragana. En El Salvador, they say choyudo.
My mom would say like, stuff like she just mixed English and Spanish. Los homeless.
Yeah, that's what
my mom said. El Wicken.
Pobrecitos.
Let me see what the actual name is. Cause
yeah, there's a name, dude.
In degenerates.
Gente de la calle, that's just street people.
Campers.
Callejeros.
No, but you can be a callejero, yeah. Not being home at night.
Callejero, yeah, that's what my mom. Yeah.
Anda de vago.
Anda de vago.
Callejero. Vagabundo?
Vagabundo, that's a vagabond. That's a person with no home, though, right? You keep on traveling like a gypsy.
Oh, yeah. Like Muerto de hambre.
What's up, food? This weekend, I'll be at the Pittsburgh Improv, August 20 to the 22nd. August 27th through the 29th, I'll be at Naples, Florida, Off the Hook Comedy Club. September 29, I'll be in Coachella, California at Spotlight 29. Why is there a September 4th right here?
That's when you're
going to
be in Coachella.
Oh, shit. I read wrong. Okay. My bad. It's Spotlight 29, not September 29. Okay, people. I'm going to be in September 4th. I'll be in Coachella, California at Spotlight 29. September 16, sold out. Fresno, California, Tower Theater. September 17th, Visalia, California, Fox Theater. Bakersfield, California, Fox Theater. September 25th, Portland, Oregon. September 30th to October 3rd at Helium Comedy Club. Get all the ticket information at felipeworld.com/tour. Look for the second link. If you click on the first link, they're going to charge you an extra $100 for those tickets.
Oh, shit.
That's what happened to my show, bro. Sometimes my shows sell out because like a third party bought them and they think they're going to sell them for more and then nobody buys them and my show is empty.
But you still got paid.
I still got paid. Thank you for buying those tickets, greedy.
Hell yeah,
it's funny because I used to see that shit at big concerts, dude. There would be a block of people. I was like, what the fuck? Ticket brokers.
Didn't 50 Cent do that one time, too? He bought all the tickets for what's the name of
Ja Rule's concert, but he did it like the first couple of rows.
Yeah.
He still got paid, though.
Yeah, he just couldn't rock like he wanted to.
But is that what those...
He only had to use one towel.
That's what those hotel companies do, right? Like Kayak or... Or, like, you know, you get them cheaper there or something like that.
But it's ticket brokers. That shit goes back to the days when people used to have pay people to. I used to have. Jerry used to do that shit. They used to pay him to wait in line at Ticketmaster to buy 20 tickets and they'll pay you for your time.
I did it for those stinky ass fools.
And then they'll sell those 20 tickets for three times what they paid for.
Rimo Latino.
There was always one of those nasty fools that looked like one of Beavis and Butthead's dads.
One of those dudes that just, if you start cussing, I'm going to charge you a dollar for that to get away.
Yeah.
And a big old dirty ass Cadillac or something.
Yeah, man. That fool show up with just a bunch of cash. My brother Angel and his friend, like, you know, next time, bro, we should just rob this dude instead. As soon as he showed up in the morning, give him that money to buy the tickets, just beat him in the head with a bottle.
That sounds like my older brother, Irvin.
My brother's teaching Spanish too, bro, and TJ.
Hell yeah, man. Tijuana.
No, my brother installs radios in downtown on Maple. Because I used to steal radios from cars and I forgot good at working that shit. And no joke, that's why I forgot that job and I was still there, man. He works for some Turkish food and every time my brother fucks up, the Turkish dude starts cussing me out. Like, "Estupe faraz."
That's like when you're like a hacker and the government catches you and then they hire you out.
Yeah.
Like
that's why everybody hopes when you get busted.
Hey, man, I'm fucking hustling.
Remember they all hired me to sell dope.
Hilarious, dude.
What's up, food podcast? What's up, everybody, man? Oh man, this shirt right here—I'm so proud to wear it, bro. Cause it used to be very loose before.
It was very tight
before. These popsicles used to look like fireworks, dog.
Those are bomb-ass popsicles, though, dude. I always love those.
Hey, bro, you're killing the shirt. It looks good.
What are they called? Pop Rockets?
Rocket Pops.
They're bomb, dude.
Fucking bomb as fuck.
Yeah, dude.
Those are mean 4th of July little ice cream.
You feel patriotic as fuck yeah, sucking on those, huh?
And the popsicles, too.
When you bite a popsicle with your front teeth, did it hurt your mouth?
Fuck yeah. I don't like that.
Is that everybody?
Yeah, I wear it down. Okay,
correct. I thought I had rotten teeth in my whole life.
No, but you got those people that have horse teeth and they just bite through ice cream all cold. I'm like, oh.
My grandma, dude, she used to bite that shit like crap. Like a carrot.
That could be a headache, dog.
I used to work with somebody that he'll buy the popsicles and just start chewing them like this, like a regular,
like fucking Dracula teeth or something.
I used to be a mechanic for when I broke my two front teeth twice.
What, skateboard?
No, doing alignments with a wrench. And
bro.
And it was workman's comp for. So like the dentist didn't want to take my case. I had to wait like a month when I spent like a whole fucking month looking like a chubby Hispanic Dracula food. I couldn't bite shit, bro, and it sucked.
I want to change.
Anything cold food just dude, fuck my whole shit up, bro.
So you had to live with no teeth and bad teeth for a while.
Yeah, that sucked.
I lived
in Kentucky, so no one cared because they all look like that.
Fuck,
man, we all look like that over here, man. Your name's Nelson.
Man, those fools have Nelson. Those rotten teeth from chewing tobacco, smoking cigarettes.
Yeah,
going down on people and drinking Mountain Dew.
That shit called right there with a little lip. Right
Diet
there.
Mountain Dew. That's some, good shit right there. Some dip. That shit on tap at restaurant.
Don't get me started, bro. I'm about to fuck that shit up at the end of the show. That's my go-to tonight, bro. I didn't eat all day today, bro. Just so I could fuck up four burritos at Taco Bell today.
Mountain Dew. What are your go-to vegan joints? I just went vegan, fool, because I had some health issues, man. I thought I had COVID, fool. I had a fucking heart attack.
There you go.
A heart attack, bro.
Just coming back to LA, bro.
Like what? The anxiety or what the fuck?
I don't know what the fuck happened.
You're too young,
bro. I'm 27, bro. That's what I was like.
Friends, cheese, bro.
Dude.
Got an old ass heart.
I was weak, fool. I was sweating. I didn't eat anything for 4 days, dog. That's why I knew something was wrong, fool.
It just hurt to eat, or you?
I just wasn't hungry, fool. I was tired, so I couldn't get out. I was isolating because I thought food? I had COVID. Yeah, I was tasting everything.
Then you didn't have no COVID.
Yeah, I went to get COVID tested, manejando like an idiot, fool, and my test came back negative. So I was like, what the fuck? So I went to the hospital, California Hospital. Shout out to that staff because they really helped me out. And they're like, no, son. They did an echocardiogram, whatever the fuck that is. And they're like, you had a heart attack, man. What? And I was in denial. Fool. I was like, no way. I feel fine. They're like, they're like, you're in the emergency room, fool. You don't feel fine.
Boy, you better go back to France, bro, for that free insurance.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
So they're like, make some changes, Cerote. You need to make some changes, bro. So I was like, fuck it.
What did they tell you?
You live in Crenshaw now?
Yeah, I live 5 minutes away from the Crenshaw Mall, fool.
I know where that is.
Around King and Western. I'm not going to say exactly where the fuck
I live. Tell us.
There's a native, what's that place, that spicy soup? Vegan joint.
Vegan joint.
West LA.
It's on National.
Vegan joint sounds like gluten-free weed or some shit.
Vegan joint, bro. They have, they have the fish soup. That's fucking spicy,
bro.
Dog.
Coming over here, I just tried veggie grill for the first time. That shit was good.
That's bomb as fuck,
like, bro.
I tried the chicken wings.
Everybody
like
starts off there, right?
They're like the McDonald's for like.
But you know what?
I like the Buffalo Sandwich from there.
I just started
veggie
doing
grill. Switch to Mexican food, and they're not killing it, bro.
No,
because they're using the same meat from the buffalo wings.
That was so good, yeah.
Okay, but they use that same type of meat. For the chicken taco.
Yeah, I just went to a vegan Mexican joint. A really good. I did a food review on it. The Necesito el Gordito. Hashtag me vale vegan. And
what's it called?
It's called Plant Based Love in El Monte. And they're really good.
El Monte?
I got some like soy chorizo tacos. And they had birria and cheese quesadillas, fool. Bomb as fuck, fool. And I just uploaded it on my Instagram today. And it's legit. Flavors are there. Everything's there, but the heartburn.
somebody made a vegan ramen today, but I didn't click to see where it was. But that sounds good.
Yeah, it is good. It's
yeah,
good.
Man, veggie grill is good, but they started doing like they have a new Mexican side. And you know what? If you're not cultured like Lisa Esparza, who's been everywhere, you might like to talk with it, but if you don't know, bro, if you don't know, you're gonna get fooled, bro.
Yeah.
But like someone Rodrigo will order that, bro, probably throw it in their face, bro.
I wanna try vegan pupusas.
You'll probably send it back, huh?
I'll just be like, bro, I'll just eat it just to not make nothing.
Bro, I've had white people tacos that are better than that, bro. Yeah.
That's how bad it is.
That's how bad it is.
Damn.
Dude, I remember I ate at Cafe Gratitude. I almost cried eating my burrito because I spent so much money.
They should have asked you how you felt afterwards.
Cafe Ungrateful. at least you had some gratitude, bro.
Oh, my God. I could, let me tell you what. I could just... I'm going to describe what your burrito
Who
tastes like.
Who puts cucumbers in a fucking burrito, bro?
They do, bro.
Are you serious?
Yes, dude.
Cucumber burrito?
Oh, it was horrible, dude. Cucumber.
Oh, man, for me...
Cucumbre.
We went to a tea party in Boyle Heights, and I've never been to a tea party, so I dressed up like for a tea party.
The Boston.
And Boston. Had, that's what I'm thinking of, too.
And a top hat, no. But some of these sandwiches was just not for me, bro. Oh, it was cucumber and, like, cream cheese, bro, and a bread.
See, I could drink, like, cucumber agua fresca, but not fucking...
Nah,
like,
I can't do that shit. Bro, you know? Not even the cucumber Gatorade, fuck that shit.
I sure it wasn't a calabacita, bro?
No, dude.
Were the cucumbers pickled?
It was bad.
Hey, speaking of, they make calabacita pupusas, and those are vegan food.
Those are bomb, bro. Oh, dude, that place, Cafe Gratitude, I think, what's her name, used to work there, Gabby Lamy.
Oh, yeah?
So when you go to sit down, the waitress walks up to you, and they ask you immediately before you order your food, what are you grateful for today?
Oh, shit.
And she goes one by one. And right there, bro, I really feel like on a spot.
Yeah.
And goes, if you want to think something stupid, and I always say, I'll pass.
Uh-huh. Who says that, dude?
So you have to. Everybody has to do that. And, yeah, I know what you mean, but that burrito tortilla was horrible, too.
It was cold. There's no salt in it, dude. I was
God,
what is,
bro.
The only place I accept cold tortillas from is Taco Bell, bro.
See?
Yeah. I forgive them for a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but
Taco
exactly.
Bell vegan? What can you get vegan at Taco Bell, bro?
Bro, you just
bean go burritos.
To the burritos. Ask for no beans. The bean and cheese burrito with no cheese and no onions. Because then fucking onions taste nasty, bro.
Yeah.
Or you could order the chalupa. Fresco style with no sour cream and no cheese, and you get it with all the vegetables and beans.
Oh shit! Okay.
Or do even go to Carl's Jr. Man, they're
that's Beyond, what I've been hitting up. They're good, Beyond dude. Famous Star and Burger King Full has a Beyond Whopper.
The impossible. My mom likes the famous Beyond burger better than the regular.
No mayo, no cheese. Le pongo jalapeño a la verga.
Oh man! Shout out to a vegano guy, vegano food 818 El Güero. That fool's guess what he's making now?
What?
He's making vegan style Taco Bell tacos.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. You know, no, sorry, bro. I'm sorry. Take that back. He's making vegan style Jack in the Box tacos.
Whoa.
Vegan style Jack in the Box.
You know, Jack in the Box tacos for $2.99?
Yeah. That's still a thing?
So
he makes them like that now.
People tell me before that those are soy tacos, but then there's
soy beef.
Soy beef, right?
But it's still beef in
there. There's cheese, right?
There's real
meat.
Oh, okay.
Real smudge.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Dude, I made a post. I said, all these foodies forgot how great Jack in the Box tacos are at 2 in the morning on top of your dashboard with a little ranch, sweet and sour.
That buttermilk.
Buttermilk and barbecue sauce. Bro, me and Lisa, we have a little buffet, bro. She have a little burger. I have my chicken burger.
Those are good.
And then we have mozzarella sticks and fucking egg rolls. And it's a dip them, bro. Our show always ends with food.
They have the best buttermilk though, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Or you get curly fries. Yeah, or you get the bacon cheeseburger on sourdough bread, bro. It's the butter
that's
burger
bomb.
Ever, dude.
You ever, jalapenos though.
You ever ate all that food, bro? And you dip it, but once you look over and one of your friends starts drinking like a shot, then it's gross, bro.
Huh? Oh yeah, dude.
It's usually like a 300 pluser, sipping on buttermilk.
My sister said she went to Shakey's Pizza. And she saw two ladies just pour ranch all over the pizza.
Okay, I don't know about that, man.
I'll dip it.
Yeah.
But my fucking whole pizza is going to be fucking white, bro.
That's 600-pound life eating right there, dude.
I remember me and my friends.
I ain't going to lie, I done that shit, bro. I had a heart attack.
I don't go that far, dog.
He did it with crepes, bro.
Yeah.
Ooh. And dipping croissants in ranch.
Dude, sometimes I'll cook at the house for and the mom will come down and she's like, Chiva, manche tu sa? You eat all that shit? I was like, yeah, I was. But I don't know about now. I'm self-conscious and shit.
Hey, what most people have stared at you, bro, eating in France?
No, people stare at me at the gym, dog. When I go work out, basically.
They got to fix them, huh?
They're like, what are you doing?
They're like, this motherfucker, they've never been to a gym.
Hey, the punching bag came to life.
But it's crazy for like, I'm big, but I've always worked out, fool. I've always worked out. I played football, dog.
You strong, big. I
do push-ups, fool. I do all that shit.
Tone, man.
Intermittent dieting, bro. Intermittent fasting. Like, don't eat to tomorrow at noon. That's what my wife says, but I still eat, bro. Just don't eat a lot, like I eat one chip.
What counts though?
As fast food, when yeah? I'm asleep.
What?
Intermittent fasting. That's what they do in France. They can't pronounce English words. Like Robert Downey Jr., who's going to be in a movie theater in Lomme, which is not too far away from my house. They're like, tomorrow we have Robert blah blah Jr. Just figure out the rest.
Yeah, man, I gotta go to France, bro.
It's gorgeous, bro. Belgium.
Bro, as soon as I get there, they're gonna think I'm Arab, bro.
Habibi, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
I'm gonna speak Spanish, bro, the whole time there.
A lot of Arabs there fool speak Spanish because North Africa is so close to Spain.
Not like this.
No, not like that.
They're by Morocco.
But also, there's a lot of Spanish in the Arab language, right?
Yeah.
Like pantalones, azúcar.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Look at this fool, bro. Ready to fucking play trivia.
Hey, I'll take anybody out, bro.
I remember
Yahtzee over here.
I deployed to the Caribbean for when I was a firefighter to Hurricane Maria, and I was a liaison for like urban search and rescue teams from Spain, Mexico, and like all of Central America and Colombia. And we got to the base, fool, and one of the Spanish paramedics tells us, "Ustedes venían con nosotros, ¿os quedáis?" And the Mexican girl, she's like, "Ah, caray, yo pienso que os quedáis."
Ay, caray. De la barranca.
So you went to college or just after high school went to go France?
After college, bro, I went to college. I went to Santa Monica College and I went to film school in Hollywood, the Art Institute, and then it just got too expensive, bro. And I started working in the automotive industry. Then after that, I joined the fire department. Then after that, I went back to the automotive industry and then I went to France.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And I've done a little bit of everything, man.
You have your whole life ahead of you, bro. It's only beginning.
Papa. From your left to God's ears, brother.
You have your whole life ahead of you,
oh
man.
Oh, my God. But yeah, I want to do comedy, water. Man. I want to do comedy. That's why I'll be vegan, bro.
I started doing stand-up when I was 25, 26.
Yeah?
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. I've been doing that for 27 years.
Wow, bro, that's amazing, bro.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, but this has always been
still
on my
learning,
list.
Though.
Yeah, this has always been on my list, too, because in class, I was always the funny guy. When I was a fireman, I was always the funny guy. Everyone wanted to work with me. I was a shitty fireman. I was a shitty paramedic.
But you're the funniest paramedic.
everyone wanted to work with
they
me, bro.
They died on me.
You drove the truck,
laugh
right?
It off, fool. I was just kidding, fool.
Yeah, you're a fireman. You drove the truck, right? Or hold on to the Dalmatian?
No.
Did you turn on the hose? What
did you do? This guy shocked the fucking bodies back alive.
When you drive, most of the people that drive the truck, they're called the chief engineers. And then usually the senior guys drive the trucks.
Do you really slide down a pole?
No. Okay. I wasn't that cool, fool.
Did you train for firemen in Rio Hondo College?
No. I did all my firefighting in Northern Kentucky.
Anybody out there wants to be a fireman, man? Pico Rivera, Rio Hondo College.
That's where I want to go.
Probably has one of the best fire
academies.
Fire academies.
Yeah. I have a homie named Yulfiano that went to high school with the Fairfax.
Is he related to Yulfiano?
I don't know.
All right,
but this fool is from like Thailand or someplace like that. But that fool speaks fluent Spanish because he used to play soccer with the Paisas. And that fool went to a Rio Hondo Fire Academy, and that was a fireman right now.
Oh damn!
Yeah, shout out to you, Tofino.
How do they say Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Well, that sounds better when you say it.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
It's the right way.
Probably that joke, man. Yeah. He goes, I let you go to club at 3 a.m. because I walk in there. Women look at me and go, they say, Van Damme. In the morning when they wake up, goddamn. You hack.
Is there any taboos to pupusas? Because I remember like the first pupusas I had.
You can't eat it with a fork.
No. The first pupusas I had, I thought they were regular because it was by Eli, East Lake College across the street. And it was a pizza pupusas. They had
what the fuck?
It's
a calzone.
It was grilled calzone. They had pepperoni
maron.
And I thought it was normal, you know. And then I remember
that's crazy, dude.
And then my ex girlfriend, she's Salvadorian. The whole family was tripping out when I told them about that. Like, what the fuck is that, man?
Yeah, I never heard of that.
That's probably why you got
broke up. La pupusa urban eatery on Union and Washington. They have a pupusa called La Mexicana, and they put like carne asada on top and stuff.
Outside or inside?
On top, outside.
That's bomb, bro.
Yeah, man.
Wait a minute. So the pupusa already has bean and cheese inside and they put carne asada on top?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that sounds good.
Check them out, bro.
La pupusa urban area that has that like really good.
That's a stuffed crust pupusa,
that
homie.
That pupusa is telling Molitas to don't ever show your face here again. For real, bro. They give me a pupusa with fresh carne asada on top. Mulitas should go out of business after that, bro.
That's an MS-13 mulita.
That's an MS-13 sope, big dog.
Shit.
That's like that Salvadoran like coming in. That's Salvadoran coming into the neighborhood and fucking taxing all the taqueros, bro, for their meat.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
You get, bro. Pupusas are not that expensive, like, but every bucks? Once in a while, bro, somebody just some white dude tells us something for $4 or $5. You're like, eesh.
Bro, and in Germany, where my homegirl lives, they sell pupusas for €5.
Nine.
Bro. €5.
But you're
nine.
Two, though.
Nine, yeah, nine.
Nine.
I was trying to find pupusas in Paris, and I couldn't find them. They exist now, but I couldn't find them at the time.
Damn.
Wow. And who makes them? French people or Salvadorians that are living in France now?
I think Salvadorians are living in France, because there's Salvadorians in Paris, just not up north where I was at. I was literally like the only one. There's some Guatemalans there, Colombians there, Venezuelans there. I was surprised there's so many Guatemalans there. I belong to this thing called an association called Latinos en Lille. And like when Latinos would go out there, for the association would kind of say, like, hey, this is what you need to do. These are the spots that we hang out at. This is conversation groups for you to better your French and stuff like that. So it's a really great resource for people going to France, especially northern France, Latinos en Lille. And the guy who runs it, the president, that was Chapin. That was a Guatemalan. He's an architect.
Chapin.
Crazy. You want to go on your face.
You look like a little Chapin anyway, so you'll fit right in.
There's a food called Chapines, right? It's like
I don't know.
It's a thin tortilla with like stuff. No?
Chapines, I thought Chapines. Were like Guatemalan dudes.
Guatemalan.
Yeah, Guatemalan dudes. And the Hondureños, they have this tortilla dish called baleadas. I haven't tried that, but she looks good as fuck too.
There's a place in right there on Alvarado in 6th. It's called the Guatemalan Night Market, and it's just a whole bunch of stands of like Guatemalan kind of food.
Central America.
Go check that out.
Yeah,
but this one named Luisito Comunica, he's a Mexican YouTuber. I never went to Guatemala and tried like the street food, and it's just kind of like the same shit as Mexican food, really, to be honest. Yeah,
it's a little bit more masa and shit, huh?
Yeah,
cornmeal.
Yeah. In El Salvador, we got a little bit more different shit. Mm-hmm. They have shit called atol chuco, which is kind of like atol, but they put beans and shit and chili on top and everything.
How about that punch you guys drink, bro? Punch, like rotten fruit.
Bunch, yeah, it's just, they make that for Christmas. And my like family that, makes bro. It for Christmas. I got you, fool. Come
we
over.
Had we had it at the restaurant. I went with fucking Sherms to a Salvadoran restaurant over there on Alvarado.
Oh, ensalada.
Ensalada.
Ensalada, yeah. Bro, I'm telling you, check out that restaurant. I just went there and I had, before my heart attack, I had some pupusas and an ensalada.
I'm in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Vas a ver, bro.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's funny, man, because when I was living in Los Angeles, when I was like a struggling comedian, I used to live on Denby and Blake, and my landlord was Salvadorian.
Oh, yeah?
And
¿qué decía? Págame, maje.
Cerote, tanto río toda la noche, cerote. Tanto río toda la noche. And his wife, sí, tanto río, por favor, necesito dormir. She worked at where did the fuck she work at? She worked as a nurse. And she worked at Clifton's Cafe in downtown LA. And the husband worked at a sterile shop. But they would take separate vacations.
What?
Like, he would get all his money saved up for the whole year and do 2 weeks in El Salvador, bro.
By himself.
And he's telling me he's tearing up hookers over there, getting fucked up, having a good ass time.
How would he say in Spanish?
Viviendo como Tom Cruise.
Ya yo soy un rey. Bro.
Yeah, what he said, bro. Ya yo soy un rey. Aquí tengo que ir al río.
My tío Toño, that was like, las bichas allá en Salvador, cuando te ven tomando a Corona, te hacen así. What's up, baby? What's your name? Pero cuando te ven tomando cerveza salvadoreña, como regia suprema, puta, come mierda, te no jodas. But he's saying that's like the top tier beer, Corona over there. It's funny, Corona in France ain't shit.
No,
and they see you drinking Corona, it's like drinking piss water. For over there, France, Belgium, they got some really good beers, bro. They're super strong.
That who originated, bro?
Yeah, right.
Some good ass beers, bro. Like some more alcohol.
Germans.
Yeah, it's like 9, 10, 11%. I had some shit called Pay Dieu, which means a piece of God.
I'll drink over there, but not in America.
I like Chimay. That's Belgium, right?
Yeah, Chimay.
That's my favorite.
I never seen you
drink Triple Camelit.
I see you with vodka and orange juice.
Well, they don't have Chimay's at the comedy clubs. They're like,
Chimay's a writer, bro.
Arizona, they're like, what the fuck's a Chimay?
Duval.
Delirium's good.
Bro, that's my favorite beer, dude. Nocturnum is tremendous.
Pepe Le Pew right here, bro.
Those Flaco beers?
he introduced me to those beers.
Yeah, bro. It's like, that dude, beer you weigh 90 pounds.
That beer, they used to sell it downtown a lot. Delirium. Yeah. Delirium. Chimay was all over downtown LA.
Because it's pretty much, it's like
it's 8% hipster beer, dude.
Man. It's good, yeah.
There's this guy they call Snorks. And I walked, when I was drinking, I walked into his bar. He was there. And I said, you know what? What do you want to drink, man? I'll buy you guys all a drink. And that motherfucker chose that beer. And when I got the check, that was like the most expensive shit, bro.
That's just
expensive. You know what he did, bro? He fucking put it right here and walked out, dude. He drank it outside.
No seas, mamón.
He took that shit. He took that shit to go, bro.
With his gauntlet.
He was drinking that shit over the bridge on First Street.
Like a badass, dude.
Moonlight.
He ordered that shit right before last call.
Okay,
fuck it, dude.
Well, that's like if you go to a bar and they give you a Chimay, it'll be $11, huh? Like
$11, yeah, around there.
Before the pandemic, that's just 14.
I would go. I would go in Belgium and France. I would go to the Delirium, like breweries and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and like it'll be like €8. Well, but they'll give you French fries and mayonnaise.
That's fucking awesome.
Every beer you got, every beer, even if it's the cheapest fucking beer you can get, like Cadet, it would be like €3. They'll give you fucking French fries and mayonnaise. I don't know if it was to make you more thirsty or to sober you up, but that's just smart.
But the mayonnaise is flavored, right? Not just regular mayonnaise like over here, right?
They have regular mayonnaise, but they also have flavored mayonnaise. It had
Thousand Islands,
so it's like a dipping sauce out there.
Yeah,
I mean, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what took some getting used to, fool? Like over there, everyone kisses each other, dog.
In the mouth?
No, for like in the cheek, mwah, mwah, to say hello, guys, whether you're male or female, yeah. Fool. Yeah, it doesn't
matter. That's cool over there, but I hate when people go over there for a vacation and try to bring that shit over here back. Yeah. Like, motherfucker, you're in America now.
I'm just cultured, bro.
A little fist bump, a little fist bump goes a long way. Also, man. Everybody that grew up in the South or grew up in shitty areas of LA, they take one acting class or they join theater. All of a sudden, they're kissing everybody too, bro. Enough of that shit, bro. Mm-hmm. Get away from me with that shit. This is not Europe, motherfucker.
Yeah,
you're not the Godfather. We're not shooting no soprano scene, eh? Especially during after a pandemic,
oh,
bro.
Yeah. So what those people do after, during the pandemic, they'll do it with the shoe.
Oh yeah.
Or like they'll get their head and go like this.
Kid and play, huh?
Yeah, exactly like that.
Oh, my God, dude.
So have you done any comedy show here in L.A.?
Not yet. I was supposed to perform at the Kibitz Room. I just had an open mic.
Kibitz Room?
Yeah, I just had an open mic to try some shit out. And I had my heart attack. I was like, fuck.
They have good food there, too, at the Cantors?
Yeah, at Cantors, man. Yeah, I know one of the bartenders, Tommy, is really cool. He's, like, best friends with my sister, man. So I would go there all the time, man, before I left. But yeah, I've been wanting to. Jose, he's helping me out getting my set together. We're talking about renting a space just so we could record some clips and put it on our social media as well. I'm supposed to meet up with this fool this weekend because there's some, like, I don't know, food carnival or some shit in Anaheim, and we're gonna make some videos there too. What? So
did you ever have a chance to go to Avenue 26?
No.
Oh man, they're gone. I mean, they'll be back. It was an illegal food fair going on for like I think like more than a year. And then TikTok just blew it up, and then it just got so overcrowded, and then people were peeing on the streets. And
bro, I heard about Avenue 26. The people started getting stabbed and shit like that
for a good reason. What the fuck? It was good, man. Yeah,
they cut the line, bro.
Well, it was a cool little era. Yeah, I would say.
Honestly, food, I really didn't have to go out much for food because, like, when I was here before I left, and shit, my mom was here, my grandma was still alive, so like I just throw down in the kitchen food, and I was like, "Fuck, she's amazing!" Like,
that's where the best food's made, anyways. Dude.
Yeah, dude. I used to go to
college. There's food in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
With my grandma, bro, like, whenever my aunt would show up, like she would just be bored, dog. My tía, what's her name?
They just want to make food, huh?
Food. She'd look around to see what to make. Next thing you know, bro, she starts at noon, and she's there till 5, bro. And then, like, there's, like, fuck, 100 flour tortillas, no lie.
Or a whole bunch of flautas, huh? Those
just flour tortillas, bro. And then she'll make, she'd just make whatever's there, bro. There wasn't a lot to make, so she'd just cut up, like, a bunch of jalapenos and deep fry, burn them all, skin them. And then she'd make, like, a chicken broth.
Would you guys be coughing, fool? Like,
yeah, she'd make, like, a chicken broth. And then she throw all the burned chilies in there. Oh, and then she had Mexican cheese that she brought that was frozen. And then she cut little cubes. And then she just put it in a soup, bro, with potatoes.
Damn.
And then we just putting a tortilla in there, bro, and grabbing a potato. And when that cheese hits the potato, over. It's fucking chewy, bro. But not cold and not hot. Just warm.
Yeah.
It's a bomb-ass soup. Sounds Lisa makes it now, too.
Oh,
bomb.
Yeah? That sounds fucking bomb. Dude.
Raja soup, bro.
Raja soup.
Well, they have some shit in France. They call it raclette. And
raclette soup.
Raclette is a special type of cheese that they melt, and then they put on top of a boiled potatoes for when they put ham.
That's it. That's what I'm talking about, bro.
It's so simple, but it's so good, dude.
the simplest shit. Oh man, British food is horrible, man.
I never tried British food. Fish and chips.
TikTok.
I just think of meat pies when I think British
breakfast.
Oh man,
Heinz baked beans.
Oh man, how about that girl, bro? She was selling meat pies of other virgin dogs, bro. What kind of meat was it?
I forgot.
No, the meat pies were made out of something else.
Is that why they picked up that deer to
make me
backstrap? Remember? No, bro. I think somebody's gonna they're gonna find out that somebody's getting sick off those chips, bro.
Didn't the cop say, does it have onions? Because it has onions and messes up my stomach. And then at the end of the episode, after the mom broke up the fight, he's walking back like he's going to go blow it up. So, got to wait to episode 4.
Episode 4, man. Fuck yeah, dude.
What kind of animal they have out there? Bison, buffalo.
In Oklahoma?
Emo. Or
deer, emo, elk.
Deer, emo. Elk, bison, raccoon.
Owls.
Beaver. A lot of beef. But that lady said those pies were made of a certain type of meat that was kind of gross, bro. The
muskrat?
I think you're thinking of... Oh, my bad. It was Anthony Bourdain. He was in New Zealand, and he was eating a possum pie.
Yeah, okay, I don't know about
possum
that, man.
Possum pie.
I would eat it if I was there.
Yeah.
It was a pie. It was a... Could be good. Yo, man, it's gamey, man.
Oh, yeah, man. You know how you do it, man. You taste gamey when you can't describe something with regular words.
It's funny because I talk shit about that, but I'm like, I'm eating tripa tacos.
Yeah, that's like, yeah. If I'm there, I'll try it.
Do you like crispy or squishy tripa tacos?
I like crispy.
I like them boiled, bro, in a soup.
What?
All those are chitlins.
What is? Oh, chitlins. Okay. I hate when they make them soft because you just think about the intestines, you know.
As a kid, I ate them, but as an adult, I ate them.
Crispy. You ever had tripas and they're nice and crispy, but then when you bite it, all the yellow stuff comes out the side.
All right,
you're supposed to clean them, dude. But
sometimes they don't, bro.
But yeah, I've never eaten them like that. No, it's not the best part. That's a scumbag fucking making those.
Somebody back me up. Come on, bring from France.
How do you say shit in France?
Merde.
Tripas.
Merde.
Tripa. No fucking clue. You know, when they're ordering tacos de tripa in France. In France, I tried foie gras, duck fat.
Oh, bomb as fuck, I bet.
That shit was good. I like
that. Hell yeah.
It sounds kind of weird. Man. I don't like caviar too much because like the foods I was working for, they were...
Pate, right?
They were ritzy. Yeah, pate. Ouais,
escargot?
Les escargots, lolo. That's like rich. That's like super ritzy food. Yeah. I never tried an escargot. Because remember, if I was on like on a small budget, so I was like, I could spend €20 on trying a couple of escargot food, or like I could spend €5 on this fucking Turkish burrito.
Damn,
decisions, dog.
I'll take a Turkish burrito.
Yeah, food, dude. All day.
Like you're vegan, bro. You're gonna eat less.
No, so now that I'm going back to France, it's gonna be difficult. Cause temptation is there, but they have falafel. That shit is chickpeas.
Falafel's a bomb, bro.
Hell yeah.
What's up, food? What's up, bro? Your podcast.
Squad by the Bell, and then Los Podcasts del Norte.
Los Podcasts del Norte.
Yeah, we do Spanish podcast, yeah.
Bro, that's so dope, man. Good one. I would do some shit like that. My Spanish is super Salvadorian, man.
It's all good.
Do it for the Salvadorian crowd, man.
Of course, my people. Pupusa Nation, Pupusa Gang, Pupusa Squad. Aquí estamos activados con Felipe Esparza. Y toda la mara, mi
gente. Activado.
What's your Instagram? People can follow you.
Guys, follow me on Instagram at _ChavezNelson. On TikTok as well, _ChavezNelson. I just hopped on TikTok. I still am trying to figure it out. But yeah, Instagram has been like since my bread and butter since I was making videos in France. But I got more followers on TikTok now for some reason. The algorithms are different, bro. But yeah, man, _ChavezNelson. Hit me up, guys.
Do you get a money? You make money off of Instagram yet?
I make money off of Instagram when I promote like people's music. Like I promote.
Oh, they
a lot
pay
of,
to promote it.
Yeah, like I promote a lot of up and coming artists, like Salvadorian artists, more especially because they don't have a lot of back. Like they don't like promote them in our country, unfortunately. Yeah. So they're like, "Hey, fool, I'll pay you fucking $50 for I don't know a music video reaction or something." Or like I have a personaje que se llama Mama Nelsa, which is really my mom. I just make fun of my mom with her jokes. I dress up as her, fool, and like. I react, I dance to people's songs and shit like that, and they'll send me like a fucking memo or some shit like that, and it's cool. Hey, it's not much, it's like $50, $100 here, but it's something, bro. That's up, dog.
It adds up, dog.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, dude.
So that's when I get paid. Awesome, I get sponsors too, like Ariel Designs from New York. She sponsors me. She sends me like hoodies and like shorts and stuff like that. Active wear, especially right now that I'm on like my fitness journey, full like it's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, dude.
You make money off Instagram?
TikTok. That's I monetize my thing. So
how you do it? What do you make?
So last
monetize
month.
Monetize me, bro.
Help me monetize.
Me too, bro.
You gotta input your like 2 cents. Like your bank info, and then
hell no.
I know, get hacked, and then fucking they drain that shit.
What? Oh, set it up right now.
Speaking of banks, I have a French bank right now, BNP Paribas.
Le Bank.
And I'm trying to close. I'm going to reopen it when I get back there. But, like, it's a 9-hour time difference, fool. So, oh, my God. Bro, it's hard to reach out over there.
What you should do, bro, is take your French accent and your French voice and go with this guy, bro, to Paris, California, bro.
Oh,
and
yeah. Do a Paris video. Paris video.
Bonjour tout le monde de la Paris, oh lolo.
We're in Paris, California.
Oui, oui. I'll dress as a mime.
Everybody,
dude. We
in Paris. We in Paris.
Bro, I saw on TikTok that there's mimes, and there's these aggressive mimes that fuck with you in France now.
If you take a picture with them, they ask you for money, or they don't stop bugging you, right?
If you ask for permission, because sometimes people are assholes, too, and they're like, we'll tip off their hats, and they'll fuck
also
with their makeup.
Also, too, bro, Times Square, all the fucking Mickey Mouse and Spider-Man, they're all paisas, right? They're all immigrants.
Aquí también.
They're all paisas, dog. And I remember one time there was a little Minnie Mouse and a Mickey Mouse and a Donald Duck. And that's the time that we were there. And then I said, here's $5. And I go, you guys got divided. Then those two other ones kept bothering me more, like they wanted money too. I said, bro, you guys both divided. Bro, I'm about to punch one of these motherfuckers, dog. Keep asking me over and over, dog.
That's crazy.
They probably have knives, huh?
Oh, yeah. They got to protect themselves from the other characters, bro.
Yeah, those ones be beefing, like in Hollywood, in the Hollywood Strip, those supposed to be beefing with each other. Like,
especially that Batman,
characters.
Bro.
Was one of them a murderer?
Yeah, man.
Oh, shit.
What's up, Food Podcast? What's up, everybody? Thank you for listening to the What's Up, Food Podcast. Anything to add, bro?
No, man. Just subscribe to the podcast. And I was gonna say, for the people that leave comments on the Instagram, leave them on the iTunes. It brings up the algorithm.
Yes, go to our iTunes. If you have an Apple phone, if you listen to our fucking on an iPhone, go subscribe and put a nice review, man. If 200 of you guys do it, we might get more advertisements with whoever advertises with us.
Hell yeah!
Make
hell
that money. Yeah. Yeah. What's up, Chavez Nelson?
Awesome.
That's super dope, man.